So if you know how to draw boxes, then you can just fill the whole page with boxes and use it as a exercise in precision. And those who don't know how to draw a box can just draw along. First, we draw a square, and then lines here that go more or less parallel up diagonals, and then they have the same length, and then another vertical line here. And it's important that all the vertical lines are vertical. And for those who just draw boxes as a warm up, see, this was not very perfect. You can also draw on top of each other and make them bigger. Oops, this was not good because this here is not horizontal. So this is the easiest box. If you're a little more advanced, you can draw these diagonal lines not parallel, but have them go to this vanishing point here, more or less, but you don't have to. And if you want to draw an open box, then you do it like this. Now we have an open box. If you want to give a little shadow to it, then make a shadow on this side here and also here, because the light is coming from the left and from the front, so this here doesn't get light. And then you can also put a little shadow here. If we want to draw a box with a lid, we do the same thing. Box. But then we draw a little bigger box on top of it. So this here you can do with pencil. So this is the body of the box. And now the lid is a little bit bigger. Like this. And if you're on concepts and you have done something that is not quite straight, you can select one of the points here and pull it down, and it becomes straight. If we want to draw a box with some content in it, well, first let's start like always. Box. Let's say it's a box with pencils. Pencil holder. Oops, that was wrong. And of course, you don't see the bottom half of the pencil. So this one you don't see. You only see this part here. And then you can erase this one, this overlap here. And a few more. This here is not so pretty. And this is not a terrible exercise because it forces you to think a bit about the overlaps. And yeah, and then if you want to give it shading, then on the other layer here. And then I would just give a little shade to the inner side of the box here. And this box drawing, by the way, is also practical if you draw houses or if you draw tables or chairs. So it's not trivial. You can build almost anything out of boxes. Let's draw a table. So the table is a box without without a bottom. But the principle is the same. Only if it's a bigger box, then I mean, you don't have to, but the lines are not really parallel. But let's draw it parallel. And then like this. And the legs are vertical. Don't forget that. They're not because it's perspective. They're not all of a sudden like this or like this. They are vertical. Yeah. And this line, of course, isn't there. And the other leg, you can see if it's visible. If we now draw a imagined line here. So this is exactly here. So here we have a table. And then it has also I wouldn't even draw this one. It also has a thickness to it, which is also a box. And every leg is also a box. So this leg here is like this, maybe not quite as thick. And this here is like that. And if we draw a chair, then the chair is also a box. But a little bigger. So you have to think about how high it is in And if you're drawing in concepts, then it's a good idea to put everything on in layers for something like that with so many overlaps, which I didn't do here. So I will just delete this leg. And if you're drawing on pen and paper, then it's a good idea to draw something like that first with pencil. And if this is a what do you call that? You can also put it a little bit back here. And if the room, no, if the this chair and, well, here I don't really draw boxes, I just draw a little bit of two lines. And the room this thing is in, this table, is of course also a box. So let's think this is a room, and then it's also parallel, but it's a box that you see from inside. Like this. And I'll make it black. Black. And if there's a painting or a window on the wall, then this is also parallel to the box, to these lines. I don't often draw real rooms for my figures. What I usually do, I mean, I don't construct. When I draw a table, I do it like this, more or less perspective. But I mean, I have learned it. I have studied perspective. And then usually I draw a chair like this here. I don't construct the whole thing. And a room is good enough. Usually, if you just draw a line here, then it also looks like a room. So don't worry too much about it. I just wanted to say that boxes are useful, and don't forget about them.